Mishnah Masech Becheres Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hey Yom and Aleph at the top of the Yomid at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Naisa B'Zachar Sherechel Eskinen. There was a situation where there was an old sheep, the Sar Medudel, who had long and dangling hair. So it was obviously a Bechar that, as we have been learning, may not be touched until it becomes a Bamum. And therefore, it was just being left alone, and its hair was growing. Ro kazer achad. So a Roman official saw it for Omar, and he asked, "Mativa shazer, why does this animal look this way?" Amrloi, to which they told him, "Bechar hu." This animal's a bechar. Then nishchet umken hayba mum, and it may not be slaughtered unless it has a mum in it. So Natal Pigon Vitzarim Oznai, he took a spear and slit the ear, and as all the Rishonim explained, his assumption was that that blemish that he was inflicting would not permit the Bechor, because he felt that only a blemish, he thought that only blemish that actually was made, came by itself, is considered a valid mum for which a Bechor may be slaughtered. And therefore, since it was not his intention to blemish the animal, and we should explain that his entire motive was just to denigrate this animal, the Kedusha, to show how he doesn't have any respect for what is Kadosh by us, but not to make it into Bamum. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Bar Mais was Nechachamim. The situation came to Chachamim, V'Akashi, and they said that since this is not considered a situation of an intentional Mum, the Tiroi, and therefore it's Mutter. V'Akashi Tiroi. But after this animal became Mutter as a Bechor Baal Mum, Holofet Sirim Bosne Bechor Sacherim, now he cut the ears of other Bechorim, now Vasru, because now he realized that his making a Mum does make the animal into a Bechor Baal Mum, and therefore that's not, it's considered already as if he was told to do this. It's if it was done the Kavona, and therefore it's also. There are Rishonim that even go on to say that the entire heter of our Mishnah is only by a castor. It's only by the situation of an official who has the right, maybe in fact the duty, to ask what is with these animals. But were it to be just a non-Jewish person asking this question, there perhaps Chazal would have not been makel, because what are you asking about animals that have nothing to do with you? Says the Mishnah, another story. There were children playing in the field, the kosher zenvitz loim zebzeb, and they were tying the tails of lambs to each other, and the tail of one of them got detached. Bray Bechor, and that animal was Bechor. And again, this situation came before the Chachamim for the same reason, because there was no intent to make it into a Baal Mum. However, once the children saw that because of a torn off tail, the Bechor becomes Mutter, they tie the tails of other Bechor animals together, and they were turned off and became Baalim Mum. Vastru, that is already considered a situation of an intentional Mum. Zeh Klal, and the Mishnah summarizes, and the Gemara Mitzvah will explain what is the purpose of this summary. Koshu Adah Aser, whenever it was done intentionally, then the Bechor Baal Mum remains Aser. Shloil Adah, if it was done without intention, then it's Mutter. So, as I explained, the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, it depends, did the person who made the Mum recognize what he would be accomplishing with what he did? Other Rishonim have a different explanation in the Mishnah. Their explanation in the Mishnah is, was it done under the directive of the owners, then it would be usur. When there's clearly no directive from the owner, it's mutter. The Trumas Hadeshin, based on this Mishnah, discusses an interesting question. It discusses a situation where some blood fell into water. And of course we know that blood is usur, and it would only become bottle if it was bottle b'shishim. And there were no shishim, there were no 60 times water versus the blood. And the person who had this mixture left this mixture on the side with the intent to spill it out. It's usur. While it's in the place where it's being left to ultimately be spilled out in a certain area, someone else came along and poured into that mixture more water, not realizing that there was a situation here of blood that fell into water that wasn't bottled. He thought that this was water that they needed to wash the floor or whatever with, and he wanted more water, so he poured more water into it. So even though, says the Trumas Hadeshin, we know normally there's a halacha, os levatel islo tefila, that once we have such a mixture, one may not add more water to get to the proper shear of shishim. Here too, he says, like we learned in our Mishnah, since it was not the intent of the person who did this to be mevatel the isser, he was just adding water because he just wanted to have more water here. The halacha is that mixture now, that the blood is bottle b'shishim, would become mutter. The Paiskim also discuss a similar situation where there was wheat, there was flour that was discovered to be wormy, and of course we know that wormy grain may not be used because of the Issa Talayim. And then someone went, not knowing the status of this grain, and ground it. And now, even if there are worms there, those worms are completely ground up and they're no longer usur. And there too, the Pais can take a lenient opinion because it was not this person's intent to mevatel the isur. And when there is no such intent, we could be more lenient. So the Gemara right away focuses on an obvious question. Our Mishnah spoke about two situations where, since there was no intent to make the Bechor into Baal Mum, that's why, even though it became a Baal Mum because of somebody's direct intervention, it's not awesome. Now the Gemara asks, why do we have to have two situations to teach us the very same din? Pamachas Hoyo, says the Gemara Tzricha. V'yashmin Avik Kechavim, were we only to speak about the case where the Akum did it, we're not concerned that the Akum will continue doing it. And Rashi has a very interesting interpretation in Deloy Ossi L'Misrach. Rashi says that why do Chazal make Gezeiros? Because they make Gezeiros that a person shouldn't come to again do an Aveira. But the Akum are not careful in avoiding doing Aveiros, so there is no point in making an Gezeira that they shouldn't come to do it again. Clearly, explained the Achronim, Rashi seems to indicate that the Akum making a Mum in a Bechor is considered an Isser for him. And the question is, why is it considered an Isser when an Akum makes a Mum? So, one shot that I saw is that, as we know, the Bechor is actually the property of the belongs to Hegdish. You have to give the Bechor to the Beis HaMikdash to be used as a carbon. And since when you're making it to a Baal Mum, so Hegdish loses that, so the Halakhi, and that means you've made a loss to Hegdish. Akum are also obligated in Dinim. Dinim means that they're not allowed to steal. So since Akum have that same obligation, that's why the Akum have that very same obligation. That's why it is an Isser for Akum. But as Rashi explains, we can't make Gezeiros because they're not going to follow our directives anyway. Another pshat that I saw the Echoyim given Rashi is that since we know the halacha is that certain karbonis may be brought by the Akum, so since certain karbonis may be brought by Akum, so that makes them be considered as if they are connected to the mitzvahs of Kachim, and as we're learning, one may not make a Bechor into a Balmor. Av Kotten, we continue the Gemara when we're dealing with a Kotten who is Yisrael, that if he sees that a Mum that he makes is effective, also Mitzvah, he may continue doing so even when he's a Gadol, a Maloy, maybe we should have made a Gzera. V'yashmin Kotten, if we only spoke about a Kotten, Mishum Deloy, also a Chluf of a Gadol, a Kotten cannot be confused with a Gadol, and just because this Kotten did it, doesn't mean that a Gadol will think that he may do it. Avo oiv kechavim, dasa l'chluf of the Gadol. But when you speak about an Akum, where there is a real concern that he may get mixed up with another Gadol, a Maloy, perhaps we shouldn't allow the animal that was made by a Mum, by an Akum, to be Mutter. Tzricha, that's why the Mishnah had mentioned both cases. And Kreger points out, from here we see that the Issa of Amir al-Akum is a very strong Isser. For if the Isser of Amir al-Akum weren't a strong Isser, we could perhaps say the reason Chazal were lenient is because it's only involving an Issa Amir al-Akum. The fact that the Gemara doesn't make that argument is a proof that Amir al-Akum is considered a very serious Isser. Continues the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah that the reason when the Roman officer made that Mum, it wasn't considered intentional because he didn't realize what he was doing would make the Bechor Mutter. So now the Gemara focuses on what language did the officer hear us speaking that he didn't come to that conclusion. Says the Gemara, Amar Chizda Amar Avkatina, Lo Shanu, this that the Mum that was made by the officer is Mutter, El the Amalei, Elam Ken Haibamu. When he heard the Jew speaking, he heard them saying it can't be slaughtered unless it has a Mum. So since he heard such a language, it seems to imply that only a Mum that forms by itself is Mutter. And therefore he assumed his making a Mum wouldn't make the animal Mutter. Avam Amalei, had he heard them saying, Im nas b'mum, if a mum is made, it'll be mutter, that is already considered, says Rav Chisda, command Amalei, as if they told him explicitly, zil obbe mumidami, it's as if they told him to make a mum, and the halacha would be that the bechor is asur. Amar Rava, says Rava, let's understand this, michti, memeiladu, it doesn't make a difference what was said. Mali hoya, mali nasa. It should make no difference if what wording the Yisraelim used. Since he didn't know that a intentional mum will make the animal mutter, therefore, even if he heard them saying nasa, even if he heard them saying even if you heard that wording, it's nami mamelehu, he considered the same as if he would have said hoya, v'loishna, and it makes no difference what wording was used, if he made the mum without recognizing that would make the animal mutter, the animal becomes mutter. The way the Chazanish explains the machloikas between Rav Chosda and Rav is as follows. He says, Rav Chisda holds that an average guy understands that maybe that if he makes the mum, the animal will be mutter. So only when they use the wording of hoya, which seems to indicate that only a mum that happens by itself makes the animal mutter, only in such a case can we be lenient. Rav, on the other hand, holds that there is no heter to make a mum. And therefore, Rava says that the guy assumes that if he is going to make the mum, it wouldn't make a difference, because an intentional mum isn't considered a mum. And therefore, even if a wording that seems to indicate differently was used, the halacha is that the animal is mutter. Zeklal, so the Mishnah concluded, Zeklal, kosher udas is also. So, ask the Gemara Lasuyimai, what is the Mishnah coming to add with this, with these words? Answer the Gemara Lasuyi Grama. It's coming to teach us that even in a case of a grama, the halach is that the mum, that such a mum will not make the animal mutter. That means that even if you just will goyim a mum, that's considered like you made an intentional mum, and it's awesome. The Mishnah then said shloi ladas is mutter l'suyimai. What's that coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us the case of mesiach l'fi tumay. The way Rashi explains mesiach l'fi tumay means that they were speaking, Jews were speaking amongst themselves with no hint that to the Akum that his making the mum would make the animal mutter. Then and only then is the halacha that the animal is mutter. But if they were speaking amongst themselves in a way that the Akum should get the hint, the halacha is that the animal will be asur. There are Rishonim that take a more lenient approach, and they say that in any situation that the Jews who are mesiach l'fi tumam, where the Jews are speaking amongst themselves, the halacha is that the animal is mutter, even if it could be implied that the guy caught the hint. The Sfas Emes has a whole different interpretation of mesiach l'fi tumam. He says that if the guy was mesiach l'fi tumay, that the guy says that I made the mum, but it was not my intent with this mum to make the animal mutter, then we could believe the guy and the animal is mutter. Says the Mishnah, Hay b'char raitfai, if a b'char animal was running after someone, ba'atai, and in order to get the animal off him, he kicked the animal, vasle mum, and it became ba mum, that is not considered an intentional mum, and I raise a shakna lab kitchek for that mum. Amra Papa, to which Rav Papa comments, why shanal sabata b'shas redifa, only if the kick was made as the animal was chasing him, avil ach redifa, if he kicked him after the animal stopped chasing him, loy, then the b'char would not be mutter. Ask Rav Shita, only if you did it in self-defense is it not considered an intentional mum. Otherwise, it certainly should be considered intentional. Answers Gemara, Madutema, that even if he kicked the animal after it stopped chasing after him, the only reason he kicked it is because Sari hit a mitka, he remembers that this animal was bothering him, and his intention was not to make it into a mum, and therefore it should not be considered a situation of an intentional mum. Mashmuan, that's why Rav Papa says no, that it is considered. But, says the Gemara, it could be a different version. Rapapa explains that Mishnah, Loi Taimon, don't understand the Mishnah, that Bishas Radifa in, only if he kicked the animal as the animal was chasing him, will it not be considered an intentional mum? Avo Shloi Bishas Radifa, if he kicked it when the animal wasn't running after him, Loi, it would be considered an intentional mum. Rather, says the Gemara, Elafil Ach Radifa Nami, even afterwards it's considered an intentional mum. My Tama, because we could explain that he kicked it not because he wanted to make it into Baal Mum, it was only because Sari Hudimitka, he remembered that this animal was bothering him, and in his frustration he kicked it. The halacha is that if you make an animal into a Baal Mum, a Bechar into Baal Mum, before the animal is born, and as we always explain, birth means when most of the head emerges, the halacha is that that animal is considered not a bechar, it's considered a bechar ba'al mum. Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Rabbi Yehuda, mutl hapu mum bechar kodim she'etzel avir ayilun. You can inflict the mum on this animal before it emerges. Amar Rava, to which Rava comments, gadya ba'udne, a
goat has very long ears, so part of the ear is certainly going to emerge before most of the head will emerge, and therefore by making a mum on that ear, the animal will be considered by mum. And from here the Pesach can say we see that even making a mum on any spot on the ear of the animal makes the animal into a bar mum, because otherwise why would this be sufficient by just making a cutting part of the ear? You don't know if you're cutting the part that makes it into the mum. So we see from here that cutting it anywhere makes the animal into a bar mum. Gadya v'udnei imra, when it comes to a lamb, so the lamb has much smaller ears. So since it has much smaller ears, they're not visible until most of the head has emerged. It's only the lips that come out before most of the head has come out. So if you want to be sure to be able to make the animal into a bar mum, make the mum on the lips of the lamb, not on the ear of the lamb. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos has a different way of understanding the Gemara. He says as follows, that sometimes when an animal is born, it puts part of its head out, puts out its head, and therefore, as we're explaining, it's considered born, and then it retracts the head back into the mother's womb. If such a situation happened, he may think that by making the mum, the animal is mutter, but it actually is usur because it was already considered born before the mum was made. Therefore, Rav explains, in the case of a goat, if the head is most inside the animal, but the ears are visible outside, one could cut them, and he doesn't have to be concerned that we have here a situation that most of the head came out and then went back in. Why? Because since a goat's ears are long, it's most common that the ears should emerge before the head emerges, and we can safely assume that when you cut the ears, you did so before most of the head has emerged. But in the case of a lamb, since normally, once the ears are visible, even in the greater portion of the head is still inside the mother, we need to be concerned that the head came out and went back in. So slitting an ear wouldn't be good, because maybe we're slitting the ear after most of the head came out already. And therefore there we might have to slit the lips. Ikadamri, but there's a different version that says Imranami Ba'udne, even by a lamb, cutting the ears will work, because Eimadar Sadov Nafa. Even in the case of the lamb, we could be comfortable in assuming that the lamb is being born in a way that the ears come out before the head. We don't have to be concerned that the head came out, or most of the head came out first, and by slitting the ear, it will be considered bamum. The next Gemara actually is a sugya that we're going to spend a lot of time discussing later in our Masechta on Daf Lametes, but the Gemara mentions it briefly over here. As we know, to be considered a mum, that for that mum you're allowed to slaughter the animal, becomes the property of the kohen, the halacha is it has to be a mum that's kavua, it's a permanent mum, and it's visible. Comments Rava. Achav lemischazi, when the animal eats, you can't see the mum inside its mouth. However, poi, when it cries out, so it opens up its mouth wider, then mechsi, you can't see the mum inside the animal's mouth. Have a mum, that's considered a mum, for which the animal, that for which it becomes the kohen's personal property. Ask the Gemara, Maika Mashmalan, what has Rava taught us that we didn't learn in the Mishnah? Tanina, the Mishnah teaches us in Daf Lametes, Hachitin, Hachitsoyne, Shenifkavu, Shenigmu. If the front gums were notched or cut, Hapnimi, Shenakru. or if the back gums were uprooted, it's considered umbamum, my tama. And why is the Mishnah passing that way? Lamshum the kipoy mechsi, because when the animal cries, these mumim are visible. So isn't that what the Mishnah is teaching us? What's Rabbah teaching us that the Mishnah doesn't teach us already? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rapapa, Rabbah nami tam de mesnis on the farish. Rabbah is coming to explain that Mishnah, and he's explaining, my tama nekra have a mumah. Why, if the back gums were uprooted, is it considered a mum? Mishnah de kipayi, since when the animal cries mechsi, you could see that mum, that is enough to make it into a full-fledged mum. The halacha is, as we've been learning, that when this bechar has a mum, we have to take it to the kayin, we have to take it to the chacham to determine if it's a mum kavua. But part of the determination that the kayin, that the chacham needs to make, is also, was this mum made intentionally or did it happen naturally? And it will depend who is the one that's testifying what happened, and when can we rely on that person's testimony and when can we not. Says the Mishnah, if it's a mum that could be man-made, because if it's a mum that can't be man-made, let's say the animal has an extra leg, we don't have any of these concerns. So says the Mishnah, we could believe the Roy Yisrael, Roy Kahanim ain't in the Monim. And exactly what all the different cases of our Mishnah mean, the Gemara will focus on immediately in Mitzvah Shem. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Nemen Lo Shel Chaveroi, V'nein Nemen Shel Atzmon. He's only believed for his Chavid, not believed for himself. Ramei Omer, Hachosh Al Adav Eloi Dona V'loi Mi'idem. Begins the Gemara. Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar. There's a Machlokes in Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar how to understand exactly what our Mishnah is teaching us. Chad Omer, one explains, Roy Yisrael, Bekaharim Nemonim. If you have a Kohen who has a Bechor, and he has a shepherd who's working for him, who is a Yisrael, that shepherd is believed that the mum was not made intentional. Why should we not be concerned that the Jew is saying this testimony in order that when the Kohen slaughters that meat, he'll be able to get a piece of meat? Just in order that he should be able to get a piece of meat from his Kohen employer, for that he wouldn't lie. On the other hand, Roy Kahana Be Yisrael, if the owner of this animal is a Yisrael and the shepherd is a Kohen and he comes to say testimony, then according to the Tanakhama, L'Einamonim, he would not be believed. Why? Because Neymar Omer, this shepherd says to himself, Kivin the Katarachnabe, I've worked with this animal, he's confident, L'Shavik L'Lidi, Yav L'Chuni, that this Yisrael will not give the animal to someone else. Rather, he'll certainly give it to me, and therefore, he's not believed because he has a personal bias here. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Vuadin, Kayin L'Kayin. One Kayin can't say testimony for another Kayin, according to Tanakhama, the Cheshina L'Kayin. We're concerned that just like this Kayin says, today I'll say testimony on behalf of this, of my colleague, the Kohen, that he didn't put in the mum intentionally, so too, he'll do it for me tomorrow, and therefore they can't be believed. Vos of Shimon Gamliel Mema, to which Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Nemno Shechaveren, he's believed for somebody else. He's only suspected by the Bechor that he already has, and therefore he's anxious that it should become a Bamum, so he should be able to eat of it. And therefore, Nemelo Shechaveroi, Vein Nemelo Shechatzmai. Vos Ramei Lameimer, and Ramei takes the strictest opinion. He holds, Hachosher Adona, Adover, Leidona Vlemi Idai, he can't say testimony under any circumstances. That's one explanation of our Mishnah. The Charomer, another way of understanding the Mishnah, Yiro Yisrael Vein Kahanim Nemonim. If the animals belong to the Yisrael and the Roy is a Kohen, he's Nemon. Because even though he's a Kohen, he says to himself, Neima Omer, Lo Shabbat Tzuvim Rabbonin, V'yav L'didi. I'm a Kayan. I am a Kayan. But obviously, we're not dealing with a person who's a very chash of a Kayan. Because a chash of a Kayan wouldn't be a shepherd. A shepherd wasn't considered a very prestigious position. So he says, to whom normally of Matnas Kahuna given? To prestigious Kahanim. I certainly cannot be considered a prestigious Kahanim. And therefore, he has no interest. He doesn't assume that he's getting this animal. There's a very interesting Chacham Tzvi based on this Gemara. The question the Chacham Tzvi discusses is that if someone, for example, had a son, and he asked somebody to be gemoil at that bris, and then Baruch Hashem, he has another son, and he found another moil. We're not talking about his qualifications of being a moil, but he's a greater Talmud Chacham, he's a greater individual. Can the person who is the moil by the first bris say to him, I already have the right to do the meal in your family? Or is the argument that no, you could always change? So Chacham Tzvi says our Gemara is a raya that you could always change. Why? He says, what is happening in our Gemara? This Kohen, who's a shepherd in the house of Yisrael, says that I'm a shepherd, I'm a lowly shepherd, and I won't get the Bechor if it becomes, even if it's Balmum, so why should I lie? But ask the Chacham Tzvi, why shouldn't what happened previously be a raya? And meaning, if in previous situations, when his employer had a Bechor, he gave it to him, that should clearly be an indication that he's going to get this Bechor as well. And if in previous situations he has not received the Bechor, that should be an indication that he's not getting the Bechor. And in fact, the Pritzadik says that the Pshat in Al Gemara is that this is the first time his employer, the Yisrael, had a Bechor. So he doesn't have any track record to follow. But Chacham Tzvi says it doesn't have to be, and there's no indication in Al Gemara that it is the first time that such an episode happened. And therefore he suggests that even if this Kohen the Shepherd has received the Bechayrim from the Yisrael in previous situations, he still says that the Yisrael is always on the lookout for a bigger Talmud Chacham whom to give the Bechar to, and therefore I won't get it. But if that's Pshat in the Gemara, we see that even though he always gave the Bechar to one Kohen, he could change if he finds a greater Kohen. And similarly, in all areas of Halacha, says the Chacham Tzvi, if you find somebody who's greater, you could change and give it to him. On the other hand, according to this explanation of our Mishnah, Roy Kahana V'Hein Yisrael, if the animal is owned by Kohen and the shepherd is Yisrael, ain't among them. Why? The Chashin and Ledima. We have to be concerned that the Yisrael is going to lie in order to be able to get a piece of that meat that the Kohen will now be able to shech. The Koshkein, Kohen with Kohen, certainly in a situation, one Kohen for another Kohen, according to this interpretation, Chashin and Ledima. There's a concern of Goyman, and there's also Chashin and Ledima. He's going to lie in order to get a piece of the meat. Vosav Shimon Lameima, says of Shimon, Nemen al Shachaveroi, the Kohen is believed regarding the other Kohen's Bechor. Even if the shepherd is a Kohen, he is not going to lie on behalf of somebody else. However, in a name of Shalatma. Vosra Meila Meimar, Akosha al Dava Loi Dona Vila Mi'idam. Says the Gemara. Bishlam al-Aman Da'amar. Says the Gemara, according to the second interpretation of our Mishnah, Ro Yisrav Ein Kahanim Nemonim, that we learned in this interpretation that if the Kohen is the Roya, if the Kohen is the shepherd, he's believed. Now we could understand Hayna the Osh Ramei Lameimer. Now we can understand what Ramei is coming to do by saying Hachosh Al Dover Loi Donav Loi Meidoi. That according to the first Tan, according to the Tanakama, a Koyin is Neman. Says Ramei, no. Hachosh Al Dover Kahanim Acha Shudim, and therefore Loi Donav Loi Meidoi, we can't trust them. Elman the Omer. But according to the first explanation of our Mishnah, that said, Roy Kahana Be Yisrael Ein Amonim, that if the Kohen is the shepherd, he's not believed. So we already explained according to the Tanakhama that a Kohen is not believed, even when he's working for someone else. So if so, my Os Ramei Lam Shminan, what is Ramei adding more than the Tanakhama? He's saying the exact same thing, Hana Tanakhama. They're both saying that the Hanim aren't believed. Answers the Gemara. Ik benayu, the nafkamina will be Rav Shua ben Kafsoi, where Rav Shua ben Kafsoi said, "Detanya, Rav Shua ben Kafsoi Oimer, b'char be koyin, a b'char in the home of a koyin, tzarech meishnayim and a shukla hayyadalav." You have to have two outsiders who are not members of that family to say testimony. And the way the Rishonim explain is that you have to have two outsiders, even if they're kahanim. As long as you have two people, the halach is that they're neman. Tosfos points out that when Rav Shua ben Kafsoi says that as long as you have two people, even if they're kahanim, they're neman, that's only when it's kahanim. But if it's Yisrael who's saying testimony, even one person would be acceptable. Rav Shimon Gamliel Emmer, Afil Benoy Afil Bitoy. Even the Kohen's child is trusted. And as the Rishonim point out, Rav Shimon Gamliel is following his opinion that we've been learning from the Mishnah, that you're only not trusted for yourself, but you're trusted for someone else. Rav Yossi says, Afil Asar Vebnei Bnei So Emi Bnei. If the members of the family, they can't be trusted because they have a personal interest. Because if the animal will be eaten, it will be mutter to their father or to their family member, they certainly assume to get a piece of it. So now, says the Gemara, this is the way Rashi explains, this will be the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Ramei. The Tanakhama will agree that Rav Shua ben Kafsoi, and therefore Roi Kain is not Neman, to say about a Yisrael's Bechor. But if it isn't the Bechor of their employer, then he'll hold that Kahanim can say Eidus. Whereas, according to a mayor, a Kohen in the area of Bechora is never trusted. Says the Gemara, Kaman Oslo. Had Amar Chizda Amar Ktina, Safik Bechor Shenoyled Bei Yisrael. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, and this is the way we're going to explain the Gemara, is that we have a case that we discussed many times earlier in the Masechta about a Safik Bechor. That means, let's say, two animals came out at the same time. One is, and therefore it's a Safik Bechor. One is a Safek Bechor that belongs to the, remains with the Yisrael. But the Yisrael, as we learned in the Mishnayos, may not eat it until it gets mum. And the question is, who could say testimony that if it has a mum, it wasn't made intentionally? That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Rambam explains the Gemara that it's referring to a situation that if the Yisrael comes and says that the animal is a Safek Bechor, is he Neman or not? So again, Safek Bechor Shnei Be Yisrael, Tzarech Shnayim Neshuk L'Hoylelov. We need to have two outsiders to say that the mum was not made intentionally. Come on, whose opinion is this? Rav Shua ben Kafsoi. It obviously follows Rav Shua ben Kafsoi. Just like when Rav Shua ben Kafsoi says that when there's a Bechor in the home of a Kohen, we have to be concerned that there was an intentional mum made here. And the only way it become mutter is that we have two outsiders saying that it wasn't done that way. So too, in this case, must we have two outsiders offering this testimony. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman Haver disagrees, Ba'al Midmarav. He says, only Kahanim do we suspect, not Yisraelim. And the Rav Nachman explained himself. Dilei Tema Hachi, because if we won't say so, Meiser. We spoke about Meiser Behema. And Meiser Behema, the halacha is that the Yisrael, if it's a Balmum, keeps it. Now, if a person is suspect, and once he has a negius, once he has a bias, he's always suspect, according to a mayor. So by Bechor, only Kahanim is suspect. But Meiser, everyone is suspect. So according to that, Meiser, Rav Meir, Mimeidolov, who will ever be able to say testimony? Everybody is biased. So if everybody's biased, and according to a mayor, Leidonov, Lemeida, if you're biased, you can never say testimony. So how could anybody ever be trusted when there's an animal that's mice that became Balmum that it wasn't made intentionally? Says the Gemara, Meiser is not a kasha. Could Meiser vada mehemen? Because there's always a legitimate way of getting out of Meiser. The Boshadu be mum v'kula edrei. If he wanted, he could have made his entire flock into Balimum. And therefore, there's nothing to be. Therefore, when he says it, we believe it. This is the concept of the migui we learned earlier. And as the Achronim point out, even though making a mum in an animal involves tsar bal chayim, here it's being done in order to avoid the problem of meiser. So whenever it's being done with a constructive purpose, it's not considered tsar bal chayim. Ask the Mefarshim, if this is the way we're understanding the Gemara, so we can make the same argument by Bechor, that he could have made it into Balmum, as we learned earlier in our shir, before it emerged from its mother's womb. Answer the Mefarshim, that Bechor is different. And they saw two explanations why Bechor is different. By Meis Behem, the simple terrences, the Meis Behema remains in the Rishus of the owner. Bechor is not in my Rishus, it's going to a different Rishus. A different terrences, by Safik Bechor, he doesn't know that that's going to be the situation over here. And since he doesn't know that's what's going to be the situation, he doesn't prepare himself by making it into a Balmum. Meisim, he knows he's going to have an issue, and therefore he's more likely to make it into Balmum. Ask the Gemara, so fine. We've answered the question of Meisim. But let's go back to Bechor. Sof Bechor, according to Remeir, Sof Bechor or Remeir Meidolov, who's going to be able to say the testimony? Because if according to a mayor, the Yisrael is suspect, and the Kahanim are certainly suspect, and according to a mayor, as soon as you're suspect, you can't say testimony, how do we ever have a case of a Safek Bechor that testimony will be given that the mum that was inflicted wasn't intentional? And maybe indeed you'll say that according to a mayor, such an animal, there will never be anybody that could say that it wasn't intentional. For Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah quoted on Daf Yud Ches a machlokes between Rameis and Rameis. Rav Yossi said that when we had the two animals born simultaneously, and we don't know which one is the Bechor and which is not, one goes to the Kohen and one goes to the Yisrael, and the way the Gemara explained, the way we explained the Gemara, is they make sort of speak a deal between themselves. You'll keep that entire Bechor animal, you the Kohen, and our Yisrael will keep entirely the other animal. And the animal that I keep, that the Yisrael keeps, he must not give matanis from. Rameyer, however, says that when that animal becomes a balmum, the Yisrael, Mechayev, will have to give matanis kunna. And if, as you recall, because Rameyer said of a mon of shach, if the whole animal belongs to the Kohen, the entire animal should have gone to the Kohen. If it belongs to the Yisrael, he's obligated to give matanis kunna. But obviously Ramey is saying there's going to be a situation where testimony can be offered that the animal is a Balmum. But according to Ramey, who's going to offer that testimony? Well, Shema Mino, from here we see, even according to Ramey, Balim, who made the Malov, the Yisrael could say testimony. Because only says Ramei, Kahanim huach shidi amumim. The Kahanim who have this happening on a very regular basis, we concern will make mumim in the Bechor. Yisraelim who are not chshidim, since it's very rare that this will happen by Yisraelim, even Ramei will agree that we need not be concerned. Itma, and says the Mar of Nachman Amar, Halach Kershim Gamliel, that we could even accept the testimony of the son or a daughter of a Kahayan regarding if the mum was made intentionally or not. Rav Amar, Halach Rav Yossi. The Halach is like Rav Yossi, that family members are disqualified. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav HaHaki, Vam Rav HaBalam, Ayim Dem Imanu B'chutz, that's the owner of the Bechor, who is a Kahayan, was standing outside of his house. And Nichnas Shalom V'Yafachovel, and the Bechor entered the house without a mum. And then they came out, and it came out with a mum, Mi'idim Alav, the members of the Kohen's household, could say testimony that it happened by itself. But according to Rabbi Yossi, family members can't say Eidus. Answered the Gemara, Ema Kobe Alam Amdim. He's referring to a situation that the entire family was standing outside, and therefore, it can't be that anybody from the family made the mum, because they're all outside. It must be, v'lech hashinan, and we're not concerned that whoever now was inside the house is saying the truth that this mum happened unintentionally. Ihachi, if that's the case, my memra. Of course, if the entire family was outside, why need we be concerned? Answer the Gemara. Maybe we should be concerned that the person who's saying the testimony is the one that made the mum. Maybe we should be concerned that the entire family went outside and left instructions with the person who's inside to make a mum, and therefore that person who's inside cannot be trusted. That's why Rabbi teaches us that he can be. However, says the Gemara, it's only a son or a daughter are believed. My tama, we have a concept of ishta kigufa. So I saw the Mefarshim make a number of interesting observations when we say ishta kigufa. Some say, I saw the Shalos Tshuvas Torah L'shma say that it goes so far that if somebody embarrasses a woman, the halacha views it as if the husband was embarrassed and he has a claim to boishes. So how's Tshuvas Torah L'shma? Another question that the Pesukim can discuss is, do we say ishtoi kigufoi and do we say similarly ba'lo kigufo? Why? Because the question comes up regarding Hilkas Ner Chanukah. The halacha is that if somebody is not home, if a man is not home, but his wife lights the candles on his behalf at home, then he doesn't have to light Chanukah candles wherever he is. However, if his wife also is not home, and she lights candles wherever she is, then the halacha is that he still has to light his own candles. What would be the halacha discussed? This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Discuss the Paiskim. What would be the halacha if the husband and wife are both not home, but the husband, wherever he is, lights candles? Will the wife have to light candles on her own behalf wherever she is? If we say the Baala Kagufa, then she was already Yoitza with his candle lighting. Or perhaps, by Chanukah Neirost is a special din that you can only be yotzi with your spouse's lighting if they're lighting at home. If your spouse makes a difference, the husband or the wife is not at home, then the other spouse cannot be yotzi with the Chanukah light. There's a Gevald de Gevart from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Why is Ishtik based on Ishtik Gufa? He says that we know that women are potter for mitzvah aseishas man grama. So the question is, why? So he says, because since Al Gemara teaches us ishtei kegufoi, so when the man does the mitzvah, it's as if his wife is doing the mitzvah, and therefore ishtai kegufa. The question is, and therefore the mitzvah has already been fulfilled, and she need not fulfill it herself. The question is, so what will be on women who are not married? So he says a very deep word. He says, even if a couple is not yet married, but they're already connected min ha-shamayim, so when this woman's husband, wherever he is in the world, is doing the mitzvah, he's already doing the mitzvah on her behalf. The question is, if that's pshat, so why is it limited to mitzvah seishas magro? Amar Rapapa Labaya, Ramei da Amar, Hachoshid Adavu Leidonav Lamiida, become Ramei furthermore, says Hachoshid Adavu Echot, as soon as you suspect to one area of halacha, Choshul Chotar Kula, says the Gemara, Kahanim Hakinami Leidan Adina, if Kahanim is suspected as far as Hilchos Bechayra, as Ramei is teaching us on our sugyas, so, and they should therefore become disqualified for all areas of halacha. And that can't be, because we know the pasuk says v'apim lo yeh kol riv kol nega, that the kahanim were the rabbanim and the dayanim. Answers the Gemara, ain't with the Amar Rameya, when the Rameya say it, only l'chshasha, we only have to be concerned that maybe if he made a mum. L'chzakuni, he was never, the Amar, he certainly was never machzik kahanim, that they certainly inflect blemishes, and therefore we will not say that they're so seriously suspect that they should become disqualified from being rabbonim and dayanim.